The reality of life under military rule is becoming apparent in Myanmar as fear and confusion grows across the country. Less than 24 hours after a coup d'etat, key civilian leaders have been detained and other lawmakers are said to be under guard in the capital, Naypyidaw. They say they are not allowed to leave their residences where military trucks are blocking exits. In a moment, live to Leong Wai-kit, who's tracking developments in Myanmar, and Mei Wong, who has reaction from around the region. First, though, a look at how Myanmar's road to democracy hit a dead end.
The people of Myanmar got a rude awakening after the military seized power overnight, detaining Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials. With that, the Myanmar military declared a year-long state of emergency. Army Chief Min Aung Hlaing is now in charge. Soldiers patrolled the streets of major cities, a widespread communications blackout kicked in. Banks were shut and snaking queues formed at ATMs. People also rushed out to stock up on essentials. The timing of the coup was strategic, just hours before the new parliament was set to convene. That would have cemented the results of November's elections, which the military insists were plagued by voter fraud. Ms. Suu Kyi's party, the National League for Democracy, won by a landslide. The army has promised a free and fair general election after emergency provisions end.
There's said to be fear, anger and frustration among locals in Myanmar following the military takeover. Activists have described the coup as an assault on the people. At the same time, supporters of the military are celebrating. Dozens of people have paraded through the streets of Yangon in cars and trucks. They've been seen waving both Myanmar's flag and the flag of the army. Leong Wai-kit joins us live now for more on this story. Wai-kit, it's been nearly 24 hours since the coup. Are things any calmer now? What's the situation like?
Well, Don, in terms of the flurry of activity and information going online, it has somewhat simmered a bit, but I think it's going to be very difficult to use the word calm in Myanmar, which has found itself in a state of emergency today. In the last few hours, one significant piece of event has transpired. The Myanmar army has issued a statement. It justified why it had to take over the country. Primarily, it said, because the Union Election Commission did not address concerns of electoral fraud allegations. The Myanmar army, remember, has found, they say they found at least 10 million cases of irregularities on the voter list. Now, the Myanmar army says, first and foremost, it will reconstitute the Union Election Commission so that it can look at the voters' list. Remember, the Union Election Commission is the highest body in terms of deciding all things electoral in the country. Myanmar also says that it will continue to roll out COVID-19 safety measures, help businesses which are affected by the pandemic get back on their feet. It will also, the Myanmar army says, roll out the peace process. Now, the Myanmar army says that when all these tasks are complete, they will then roll out the general election. Then they will hand over power. Now, there are many, many questions from this statement. We do know that the Myanmar right now has absolute power. We also know that the Myanmar army said that the state of emergency will last for 1 year. But some of these tasks may take more than 1 year to implement. For instance, COVID-19 is unpredictable, it's ongoing. Nobody can be sure how that will evolve. The other task, rolling out peace process in the country, that is a long-drawn, complicated issue that even when Ms. Aung San Suu Kyi was in power in the last 5 years in her first term, she did not make much progress in terms of peace process. So there are many questions such as who will decide the success of these tasks. So with this clarity, of course, you can imagine there are many other questions that come with it.
All of this happening in the middle of a pandemic as well, Wykit. But now that the military is in charge, how does life change for those in Myanmar?
Well, Dawn, it's too early to say for sure how things will pan out in the next few days, but we've seen visuals earlier aired on our news channel that people are going out to the streets to buy essentials, water, food, stock up on essentials. Some people are also, as we've all seen in the footage, queuing up to withdraw money. There are also people who have gone to the streets to celebrate. These are people who are supporters of the Myanmar army and the main opposition, the USDP. Now, online, there are people who are also changing their Facebook profiles to red. Red is, of course, the color of the National League for Democracy. Now, how things pan out will really depend on how the Myanmar army chooses to talk to the Myanmar people and how it approaches several topics in the coming days, which many people, I'm certain, will be keeping a close watch, including international partners.
As will you, Wykit. Yeong Wykit there following developments for us in Myanmar tonight.